Well, most of the plotting and planning and preparations are done at this stage, I'm sure, Brian.
All done, yeah. Just getting the final touches done now for Sunday, just.
Yeah. And tell me, how high on the agenda was an Ulster Championship and an Ulster Final when you set out with Larch January, beginning your preparations?
We didn't really talk about it or anything. It was the league and the intermediate championship in Donegal was our priorities. And look at when we secured the intermediate league and we're in intermediate championship and we're in a playoff in the league. So I think all in all it was a successful enough year.
Yeah.
Until we got to the first round of Ulster and we kind of sat and took stock and said, look, we get over the first game and see where we go then, and if we get over that, we'll push on and hopefully win the Ulster Championship. It was definitely put on the high in the agenda when we played Clanheerne.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is, given the closeness of your Donegal final victory over Niamh Columbkill and that Clanheerne game that was just, 7 days, you hadn't got much time to think about it.
Tough on clubs, senior, intermediate and junior when that happens. But look, you just have that's the way football's gone in Ulster and all over the country. Teams training so hard and doing well, you just have to respect that and do what you have to do to overcome it. Definitely a hard mission to accomplish now, but it was a banana skin, and at the first game we were confident going into it, and we'll take it as it comes, and whatever happens after that first game we'll take stock then.
Yeah, and of course, as you said, tough game, went extra time, and I suppose in a way it was maybe what you needed after an easy Donegal final win over Niamh Columbkill.
The county final went extremely well for us now, and unfortunately for Niamh Columbkill, they just never got into the game, and we had it very easy. But going into the Ulster, we knew it was going to be a tougher game, and I suppose the energy levels weren't up there, and we struggled and got the win, 2-point win in the end. But a reality check in a sense that you. This is what it's all about. It's not going to be all fancy football. It's going to be a tough, hard battle every game you play.
Yeah. And then, of course, Glenavy in the Athletic Grounds the last day. 5 points at the end and maybe should have been more.
Yeah, we got opened up a few times in that game, so we did, and didn't get punished, luckily enough. But yet again, we didn't play to our potential, and we got a lot of scoring positions and just weren't clinical enough. And it's something we have to work on, and we could try to get it right for Sunday.
Played a very attacking brand of football that day.
We kind of are an attacking team. We like to attack, but at the end of the day, we have to defend too, and that's the sort of priority, is kind of defend and then push on. But on occasions, priorities go out the window, and you do just have a tendency to push on, and when you have that space in front of you.
And tell me, Loughan Island, the Down champions, your opponents, highly fancied, I see, according to the bookies anyway, but they have been impressive. I suppose they've beaten Eden Dork in their first round, and they had a big win over Duhamlet in their second game. Seemed to be a team King scored quite a few goals, certainly against Duhamlet. They scored 4.
Yeah, it's tough to can. Any team should score goals if you let them open you up, so... Eden Dork game was a tough game for them, definitely. Eden Dork were the favourites, original favourites, going into the Ulster Championship, so that was a big boost for Loughan Island, definitely. Now,
what have you learned of Loughan Island?
We've watched DVDs on them, and I've talked to a few people in different counties and that would have come across them and different areas. So we've got enough information, I think, that we'll sit down with the boys and have a chat with the boys. The greatest strength's definitely up the middle. You know what I mean? They've got Dan Gordon there playing centre half back, who's tendency to go into the midfield sort of halfway through occasion through the first half and that. So they've 2 big midfielders, a couple of handy inside forwards as well. So look, they've strengths all over the place, but they're going to worry about us as much as we're worrying about them.
Well, you're pretty strong up the middle as well.
Well, that's it. It is going to be a battle one in the middle third, I think. So. Hopefully our boys are up for it too and give all they can.
And very good news earlier in the week, Jimmy Brennan fit to go.
Oh yeah, very good. Glad to have Jamie back on board now. He's been with us all year and he's just got that injury in the county final, and he's been sort of struggling to get himself back in, he thought it was wasn't as serious as it was, but it ended up a wee bit more serious. So he's ready to go anyway for Sunday. So glad to have him on board.
Yeah, and has he got any work done, or has he been very careful with it? Obviously, a hamstring injury is something that you have to be very careful.
Okay, well, he's getting all the treatment he can. Like, there's definitely pulled all the stops out to get his treatment sorted out and gone to physios and gone to seeing doctors and that. So he's got himself right now anyway. So yeah. Glad to see it.
And how has preparations gone over the last couple of weeks? Because I know you do quite a bit of travelling up and down to Cavan, one night a week, I think, at least.
Yeah, we've been up. I suppose the last 8 weeks really before the county final and that there, and it's just to get the lads from Dublin. We've six in Dublin, one in Longford and one in Athlone, so just to get everyone together to kind of get a good session that you can work on things and you can talk to everyone as a whole rather than sort of making 20 phone calls talking to different lads. Like, so it makes life easier for myself and it makes life easier for the boys that they're training together as a group rather than boys training in Dublin and us training down in Bundoran.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely bonded us together now.
And obviously it certainly shows as well that there's a certain determination to do well.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now the boys are very determined there now, and they got a sniff of success, and they realise the situation they're in and the capabilities they have within themselves, that they're able to put the dedication in and want it so badly. Like, so there's no doubt in that now in them.
And do you believe they're good enough yourself?
Oh, without a doubt. I would never doubt them at all now. It's at the end of the day, I know them all pretty well now at this stage, and I've played football with a lot of them, so I know their capabilities and the standard they can play at. Look at it, if they click together on any given day, like they're a match for any team.
Well, Tommy, you've got the honour of leading Ralph Namara out in an Ulster final, and well, that's boyhood dream stuff in itself.
It is, yeah. Now, looking back at the start of the season, you know, when Brian made me captain, I suppose the target was an intermediate championship and getting promotion to Division 1, and we've won the championship and we've got back up now senior. That's what number one aim, but Division 1 football too is a big one for us, and I suppose it's bonus territory in Ulster, but we were there before in 2010, you know, and we didn't really give a good account of ourselves. So this year we knew, you know, we knew that we had to give it a good rattle, and thankfully now in the quarterfinal and the semi-final we've got over the line, so gives us a big day out now on Sunday. Everyone looking forward to it.
Yeah, and as you said, obviously learn from the experience of the last time you were there, and still quite a few of that team still about.
Yeah, we did. We learned, you know, I suppose it was our first time playing in Ulster, and just the name playing in the Ulster preliminary round of quarterfinal, you know, we were playing in Clonus, and we remember walking onto the pitch, you know, and there was a lot of boys, you know, taking pictures, and it's probably the occasion sort of got to us a bit too much, you know. Even we ran Duhamel close that day, 2 points, I think it was, in the end. But, you know, the months after that game, and I suppose a couple of years after, we always talked about it, you know, if we had put a good bit of effort in, we could have went on in the competition. So that was in the back of our minds this year, and we wanted to, you know, we were coming in with a different mindset. We were coming in to win games, and you know, that's what we've done the last two games, so that hopefully now on Sunday we can do it again.
Because it has been a very good season. I know there's been a couple of glitches in the league, but really it has been a very good season. As you said, you've won the league, or won the Intermediate Championship, and you're going to be playing Senior Championship next year. And I know you still have a playoff with Four Masters to make the step up to Division 1 next year. There may be changes. You may not have to play that playoff, or I'm not sure as well. But, you know, except for those couple of glitches, everything has gone really, really well this year.
There was a couple of defeats there in the league, you know. We at home, and then there was a couple away, you know, we probably took our eye off it a bit, you know, and if we had won them, maybe we would have pushed Thurman on the last day of the season. But look, that's over now, and it's Donegal Town probably next week, and you know, I know Sunday's a massive day, but Sunday week will probably be a massive day too, because that's our chance, Division 1. I know there's talk about the league's being extended out, but we can't think that way, you know. We have to go and do a job, and hopefully now, and after Sunday, or whatever way Sunday goes, that we can focus for the following week.
Yeah, and talking about Ulster, you found Ulster different. Is it different to playing in Donegal?
Yeah, like, you know, Division 2, there's a lot of quality teams in it, you know, and, you know, the matches are intense, but I suppose Ulster there, one difference I found there, you know, the tackling, you know, the intensity in the tackling is a lot higher than probably the Donegal Intermediate Championship there. you know, and there's a bit of defensive football going on, you know. I know that's everywhere now, but I suppose, you know, I suppose teams have sort of better systems when you go to Ulster, and it's up to us to break them down, like, you know, in the sense we know nothing about each other, whatever team we play, you know, and that's for both teams. So you just try and concentrate on your own game plan, get the boys going, get everyone's mindset right, and try and apply your plan as best possible.
As you said, obviously the experience of the last time you were in Ulster obviously has given you the appetite for it. But what's the big difference between, say, this year and last year, and the last couple of years?
Well, I suppose the last couple of years, we've been moving up. Like, when we come up to Division 2, I think it was in 2010, you know, the next year or two, we sort of steadied ourselves in Division 2, and then possibly the last 3 years there, you know, we finished second the last three seasons, I think, and been involved in two promotion playoffs. But I suppose, like, Brian and Dara and Connor came in this year, and, like, you know, the training sessions there are good, you know, they've got everyone on board, which is a big thing. You know, we might have had a couple injuries, but it's, you know, from Charlie O'Donnell managed us there a couple of years back. Charlie brought the professionalism on. He lifted the bar with Bundoran, and he stamped out a lot of things, you know, and he introduced a lot of things, and, you know, we're carrying that on. Brian has come in there, and he's brought it up a bit. We're starting to bring it up a bit higher, you know, like commitment levels. And, you know, whereas before, boys there possibly would have went away to parties and enjoyed themselves, whereas this year now, everyone is putting a big commitment in, and boys are missing dues, family dues, weekends away, you know, and it's great to see.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously you've reaped the reward. Loughan Island, your opponents, and I know, speaking to Brian Gavigan, you know, he's got a little bit of gin on them, but they're going in very much as the favourites.
Yeah, Loughan Island, they're, like, from what we know of them, just as what the DVDs there we were sent. Now, they're a big team, you know, and they've a couple outstanding players there that can move, you know, they can run the ball, or they can hit it in long. They're very comfortable, they're good kick passers. You know, so we're going to have our work cut out. They have their, I suppose, Darren Gordon drives them on from centre-back there. He moves into midfield. You know, he'll have to be watched, because they got four goals the last day out, you know, and Duhamlet are a fine side. And just when they got running, at our half-back, our Duhamlet half-back line, they just seemed to cut them open. So that's one thing we're going to have to cut out. But hopefully, if we can keep the game tight, you know, till half-time, you know, all our championship games today at the second half is when we've kicked on, you know, and hopefully if we're in it for, you know, if we're thereabouts at half time, you know, the we'll have great belief coming out in the second half that we can push on and win the game.
Yeah, and obviously, as you said, you got the experience the last time, you got the taste of it, and whether they're favourites or not, you're in a final now, and finals are for winning, really, aren't they?
No, that's it. You have to go for the jugular. You just have to go for it. You know, there's no holding back. The boys know that this is it. You know, this is the end of this competition, the Ulster Championship, and you just have to give everything you can. No more so than the county final there. You know, we went out with an attitude that this, you know, you had to give it everything. Training since the end of January, you know, doing them long runs in the howling wind and rain, you know, these are the days you look forward to. You know, there's a couple of lads with a couple of niggles there, you know, that's testament to the long and successful season we've had to date, you know. So boys are starting to wear down, but, you know, I think there's 60 minutes in us. Like, I think there's another 20-30% improvement from the semi-final, and I think lads, when we seem to be under pressure, we seem to perform, and I hope that's the case on Sunday.